Today we begin lesson 58 in Parshas Lech Lecha. We're on the second topic of Avram and Lot. We're in Bereishis Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13, Psukim He Teches, Psukim 5 to 8. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're at the bottom of page 17 by Pasuk Hey at Shlishi. When we turn the page, the margin will tell us on page 18, Reeve Roe Avram Velot, a quarrel between the shepherds of Avram and Lot. Let's read the Psukim first. Pasuk Hey. Vegam lilo taholech es Avram hoyo tzon uvakor ve'ohalim v'lo nasa osam ha'aretz lo sheves yachtov ki haya rechu shamrav v'lo yachlu lo sheves yachtov v'yehi riv bein roe mikne Avram uvein roe mikne Lot V'haknani v'haprizi oz yoshev ba'aretz. V'yoymer Avram el Lot. Alano sihi meriva b'ini uveinecha uvein roay uvein roecha ki anoshim achim anochnu. Let's look at the psukim inside. Pasuk Hey. Torah has already described the wealth of Avram and where he has journeyed now back to the mountain between Beis El and Ai. Pasuk Hey, Vigam Lelot, and also to Lot, Haholech es Avram, who was going with Avram, Hoya, there was to him, Tzon, sheep, Uvokar, and cattle, Ve'ohalim, and tents. The Torah is telling us that Lot also became a rich man. How was he a rich man? Because it says, Haholech es Avram, even though we know that Lot was going with Avram, the Torah is mentioning that he became rich in the merit of him going with Avram. And when you're near a tzaddik, blessing comes to you. And there's also mention of Ohalim, tents, which is not mentioned by Avram, which seems to indicate that Lot wanted to be more involved in his wealth and to build many tents to take care of his wealth. He had many more possessions. It was more of a permanent type of thing for him, and he was more focused on his wealth than Avram was. Apparently, the Torah is also telling you that Lot's view of life was beginning to be different than Avram. He left Avram with the hope of becoming wealthy. He became wealthy, and as he became wealthy, we'll see that this is the source of the quarrel that develops. Pasuk Vav. So we have two rich men, Avram and Lot, relatives living in close proximity to each other. So therefore, in Pasuk Vav, Velo Nasa Osam Haaretz. Nasa means literally to lift up. Here it means to support. So Haaretz, the land, Lo, was not Nasa able to support Osam, them, Lo Sheves, to dwell Yachtov together. They could not live together. Why? The Torah gives us two reasons, but what its simple meaning is they couldn't live together. There was enough pasture land for all their animals to eat. Now, why was there not enough land? Why not enough? Number one, key, because Hoya, it was Rechushem, their possessions, Rav was a lot. So since both of them had a lot, there wasn't enough to sustain them. But truthfully, even when there's not enough, still sometimes you can get along. People can give in with each other or find a way to get along. But the second point is, velo yachlu, and they were not able, lo sheves, to live yachtov together. Now you might think that's repeating what it said at the beginning of the pasuk, but no, the Torah is saying something else over here. Before it says, the earth could not, the land could not support them. Now it's giving us why, because they had a lot of wealth and they were not able to live together. Meaning, since Lot changed his feelings about Hashem, they were not of the same mind and heart. So they, Avram and Lot could not live together. They couldn't solve problems the same way. A believer in God solves problems differently than one who does not have the same strong belief in God. So that's why the land could not support them, because although they had excessive wealth, but their philosophies were different and would not allow them to live together. Now this obviously filters down the fact that there's a certain degree of lack of wholeheartedness between Avram and Lot, it filters down to the workers. So now we go to Pasuk Zayin, Vayihi, and there was Reev. Reev means a quarrel. Bain between Ro'eh. A Ro'eh is a shepherd. So Ro'eh is the shepherds of Mikneh, of the cattle of Avram. Uvain, and between Ro'eh, the shepherds of Mikneh Lot, the cattle of Lot. What were they arguing about? The Torah does not tell us. The Mefarshim tells us that when Avram's shepherds took the cattle out, they were very careful when they pastured not to trespass other people's lands and have the animals graze on other people's lands. The shepherds of Lot were not particular about it. When Avram's shepherds criticized Lot's shepherds, Lot's shepherds said, well, what do you want? The land belongs to Avram anyway. And Avram doesn't have any kids, so one day we will inherit the land, so we may as well take liberties with the land as we wish. However, the shepherds of Avram says, well, Avram's still alive, he isn't dead, and therefore there's no reason for you to take liberties with this, and we'll see another reason in a moment, but this becomes the argument. The Torah now just mentions a fact that doesn't seem to be so relevant to the end of Pasuk Zion. The Hakanani and the Canaanites, Vaprizi and the Prizi, us were then Yoshev, living Baretz in the land. Now, if you recall, earlier, when Avram was in Chevron, in chapter Yudbei, not in Chevron, but in Shechem, it says, Vahaknani, the Kanani were in the land. Then it says the Kanani were taking over Shechem. Now, that was when Avram was there a little while ago. Now, as he returns back to the area of Beis El, now Vahaprizi, the Prizi come along, and they capture the area of Beis El. So you have the Kanani living around Shechem, the Prizi living around Beis El, us, then they were living in the land. Why is the Torah telling this? For two reasons. Number one, if Avram's shepherds and Lot's shepherds continue quarreling, news of that will spread, and this will give interest to the Kanani and the Prizi to perhaps want to conquer Avram and Lot since there's discord between them. So the Torah is mentioning this fact. It's also saying because you better be careful not to take other people's lands because still the Kanani and the Prizi are inhabiting it and Avram yet doesn't have permission to have the land. When the Kanani and Prizi are gone, you could have the land. And finally, you'll see this leads into the next pasuk that the Kanani and Prizi, who are not exactly the most righteous people, are able to live in the land and live together, each one with the area he has conquered. So obviously, it's an indictment on Avram and Lot. Why can't they get along? And that leads us into Pasuk Ches. Vayomer Avram el Lot, and Avram now says to Lot, Avram now finds out about this quarreling, and he says, Al nosihi, let there not be a meriva, a quarrel, beini ubeinecha, between me and between you, ubein roai, and between my shepherds, ubein roecha, between your shepherds. Now, the Malbim comments over here, why does it say the word Meriva instead of Reev? In the beginning of the Pasuk Zion, it says, Vayiriv, there was a quarrel. So why is he changing it to Meriva? Malbim explains that the word Reev is an actual quarrel. Meriva means the source of the quarrel. So let there no longer be the source of the quarrel between us, which is leading to the quarreling between the shepherds. So let's try to remove that source. Now, what is the real source? Well, we mentioned there wasn't enough. They were both wealthy and that Lot had different philosophies. But there was one last thing which will lead us into Pasuk Tes, as we'll learn tomorrow. And that's what the Pasuk ends, because otherwise the next line doesn't make any sense. Key because, why should we not quarrel? Why should there be no source of a quarrel? Key because, Anoshim, Achim, Anashim, men, Achim, literally means brothers. Here it means relatives, because Avram and Lot were not brothers, but they were relatives. Anachnu, we are. Because we are relatives. So what does it mean to say? The fact that the Kanani and the Prizi can get along, they were two different nationalities, and they had their own space, and they didn't stay too close together. Since Avram and Lot were relatives, they wanted to be near each other, and by being near each other, there wasn't that much room to spread out for enough food, pasture land for the cattle. This will now lead up to the suggestion in tomorrow's lesson that maybe they should split up a little bit. So therefore, really, there were three reasons overall why the land could not support them. Number one, they were wealthy, but for that alone, it might work. But they were relatives, and as relatives, they wanted to stay close together, and that's compounding the fact that there's not that much to pasture land. But the worst problem was they weren't able to get along philosophically. This is an area of contention. So you see that Avram did not let the dispute arise, continue. As soon as he heard about it, he dealt with it. And you'll see tomorrow he deals with it in a very admirable fashion. Let's now go to the questions. Question number one. Haim gam lot hoya harbe tzon. Did Lot have a lot of sheep? Yes. Two. Haim gam lot hoya harbe bakar. Did Lot have a lot of cattle? Yes. Three. Haim gam lot hoya harbe nechasim. Did he have a lot of possessions? Yes. Because that's why he had so many tents to take care of his possessions. Four. Targem naso. What does the word naso mean? Naso means to support. Five. Targem yachtov. What does yachtov mean? Together, from the word yachad. Six. Haim hoya maspik makom. Was there enough place ba'aretz in the land shebo yoshav Avram, where Avram was living, bishvil Avram gam lot, for Avram and for Lot, was enough space? No. Seven. Al mina mar upon whom was it said ki hoya ruchusham rav, because their possessions were a lot? That's referring to Avram and Lot. Eight. Targem riv. Riv means an argument. It looks like I've skipped two questions, so let's just go back. The actual number four was Magoram Shalot Hoya Osher. What caused Lot to be wealthy? The fact was because he was Holech as Avram. He went with Avram. That caused him to be wealthy. I also skipped question seven. We're now on question nine, I believe. I was looking at the wrong copy of the questions here. Question 9, Madua lo yochlu Avram velot lo sheves yachtov. Why could Avram and Lot not live together? They could not live together. A, they both were very wealthy. Two, they had philosophical difference, so they could not solve their quarrels. And we'll see another reason later on. Question 10, Targem Riv, we did that one. 11, which again is a quarrel. 11, Targem Roeh. Translate the word roeh. Roeh is a shepherd. 12. Haim Lot ve'Avram ravu ba'atzam. Did Lot and Avram quarrel amongst themselves? No. 13. Mi rav imi. Who quarreled with who? Ve'lam and why? The shepherds of the cattle of Lot quarreled with the shepherds of the cattle of Avram. And they were quarreling because the shepherds of the cattle of Lot were grazing in land that was not theirs. Avram's shepherds criticized them. And that was where the argument spun out of control. 14. Lama lo haya maspik makom ba'aretz shebo yoshev Avram bishvil Avram gam Lot. Why was there not enough place in the land where Avram and Lot were living for both of them? Because they were both wealthy and they had different philosophical reasons. 15. Mi haya moshel ba'aretz shebo yoshev Avram v'lot biyachad. Who was ruling in the land where Avram and Lot were both living? The Kenani and the Perizi. 16. Lahasbir, please explain. Why does the Torah mention the fact that the Kenani and the Perizi live in the land? Again, for two reasons. Reason one is so that we would not want the quarrel to continue, which would arouse the Kenani and the Perizi to join in the fight, and that could be hazardous to them. And number two, to show that if the Kenani and the Perizi could get along, why couldn't we get along? And also, number three, if the Kenani and the Perizi still live in the land, then there's no reason for the shepherds of Lot to be grazing in the land and stealing. 17. Ma'amar Avram Lot. What did Avram say to Lot Acharei Shenoda when he knew, after he knew, Shayariv ben Roe Avram Leroe Lot, when he found that there was an argument? He said, let there no longer be an argument between us. 18. Ba'er translate, Al-Na, please let there not be. Al-Na, there should not be, please. 19. Did he want there to be a quarrel between himself and Lot? No. 20. Were Lot and Avram literally brothers? No. 21. Ba'er explained, literally, for we are brothers, men who are brothers, but it means relatives. 22. Kate said, Ba'er Avram Lot. How did Avram explain to Lot, Lamein Aroy Shemariva Beinol Lot? Obeying Roav L'Roi Lot. How did Avram explain that it's not fitting for there to be an argument between himself and Lot, and between his shepherds and Lot's shepherds? Since we are brothers, we should be able to get along. And for the other reasons as well, we don't want the Kenani and the Parisi getting involved in our affairs over here. But basically, we're Anashim Achim Anachnu. 23, Targum Meriva, translate Meriva, simply means a quarrel. Then how is it different in 24? Ma'avdel, what's the difference between Riv ube Meriva? Riv is the actual quarreling that takes place. Meriva is the source of the quarrel. So the source of the quarrel was between Avram and Lot, but the actual quarreling was between their shepherds. Let's look in the Psukim inside again, starting from Pasuk Hey. Vigam lilo taholech es Avram hayotzonu vakor v'ohalim v'lo nasa osam haretz lo sheves yachtov ki haya rechusham ra v'lo yochlu lo sheves yachtov v'ayiriv bein roei miknei Avram uvein roei miknei lot v'aknani v'aprizios yoshei v'aretz v'ayomer Avram Elalot, alunasi, meriva, beini uveinecha, uvein roai, uvein roecha, kanashim achim anachnu. Please spend 15 minutes reviewing today's lesson and 15 minutes reviewing lesson 57. Have a great day.